You're listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM and KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours. Good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century. That includes medieval music, Renaissance music. Sometimes I'll play early Baroque as well. And I'll play lots of Dungeon Synth, and I'll play, you know, Enya, and I'll play New Age, and I'll play whatever I feel will get us right into on. The medieval zone. However, today we have something a little different, a little special. We have a guest in the studio.
Hello.
Good morrow to you.
Good morrow to you, friend.
All right. Well, this is actually a pre-record here, so we're not actually going to be here live.
Absolutely.
But that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. You know what? If you have questions, you can still text in on that hitline. That number is 971-220-5979, but you probably want to know who is in the studio with me today. And that is Chuck.
Hi, I'm Chuck.
That's Chuck, who is the owner, proprietor, shopkeep,
yes,
master of the Dark Future PDX Dungeon.
That's correct.
Let's just get into it. Let's kind of do like the origin story beginnings. Like,
right.
Who are you, Chuck? Who are you? And what is it that you do in this city? Tell us about yourself and Dark Future as well.
Well, you know, I've lived up here for, you know, probably five years, but been hanging out in Portland for quite some time on tour and just kind of being around a lot of friends up here and whatnot, and you know, playing in punk bands and booking shows for other people's bands, and yeah, I just now I am a lifelong RPG guy as well, and just falling into Dark Future like headlong. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you seem like fully immersed, and I'd say that shop, well, first, okay, tell us what is the shop? What is Dark Future?
Dark Future is a role-playing game store with a focus on vintage and indie titles, as well as Dungeon Synth, and we just kind of breathed life into this thing, and it's now it's like a toddler that is just like wrecking everything in its way.
What? It's wrecking everything? What?
Like in a good way.
In
you know,
a good
it,
way.
And like that you want the rambunctiousness of like just it's colliding with everything in its way. And it's like it is becoming its own sentient being, essentially.
It's rising up.
Yeah,
and
it is.
I would, to me, when I go in that shop, I'm like, it's rose up and it's fully formed. It is like. I really, okay, so first off, let's say where exactly it's located.
We are in the Blackwater Castle. On 5115 Northeast Sandy, Blackwater Records and the restaurant and bar there. Our community and family of friends that have graciously invited Dark Future to reside within their walls.
And it's really cool too that all of those businesses are like connected through. You can just like go from dark future to black water.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a secret door that, well, not so secret door. Absolutely, that you can just go through. You don't even have to head back out onto the street.
And yet there's more to come.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us about that? Is that top secret?
The upstairs, like, lounge will be opening, and dark future will be moving into another part of the building to have its, like, own dedicated retail spot. But
awesome.
I mean, it's a fantastic spot run by some very hardworking individuals, and you know, like, it's pretty amazing to be a participant in this whole thing,
to just be like immersed in that sort of setting. Like, that's got to be, I don't know, I would think it's so awesome. And like, every time I've been there a few times now, I always think of like how, like, so my background's in libraries and archives, and I remember like my like mentor used to always be like, a focused collection is a strong collection, Renee.
Right?
And when I go in there, I feel like it is just like highly curated.
It is a strong collection. Yeah, for sure.
And the focus, at least, okay, again, this is just my experience when I go in there, it's very much, it feels like a, like, yeah, like you are in a dungeon. You are going into like this gritty kind of layer-ish.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, and so the sort of like atmosphere that's been created just like is just so spot on, and it's just so strong.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's kind of the vision. You know, it's like, you know, there's like this kind of like sterile model of like what a business should be, and like a functioning business, and like that's kind of just this like drop ceiling fluorescent lights, like, and not throwing any shade to anybody, like, we deal with what we have, and like, not everybody has the same opportunities, like, but there's like this very like plastic feel, and it's like, no, you should feel like, if you're looking for books about dungeons, like, you should feel like you're like going to like have a dungeon experience.
Yeah, like you're entering the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're walking, because it's all about immersion. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly. Yeah, and I would say the other cool thing, you mentioned that you do have records and you have cassettes and things like that that are dungeon synth, which I also really appreciate and am really grateful for, because there's still very few locations that are carrying dungeon synth.
I'm definitely
not sure why. I don't know if it's just lack of information or lack of interest, I don't know, but I'm really grateful that you're doing it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss without saying like a shout out to my friend Tony over at Musique Plastique.
Yeah,
and you know, I think people who enjoy this kind of genre of music, it's like kind of niche in a way, because it's very ambient, but it's also like very like diverse. And you know, I think it can be hard for anybody to like kind of like just like, it's not like rock or punk or hip hop or like whatever. It's like, it's such a wide genre that it's like, what is dungeon synth?
It's a subgenre of a subgenre, and so on. And it is. Yeah. So it is pretty niche. And well, I mean, that goes to show that you are kind of like catering to a very like niche view,
absolutely,
which again I appreciate.
It's so diverse, which is like one of the beautiful parts of it.
The umbrella of dungeon synth kind of feels like whatever you dream it to be. Okay, so if we are going into dark future, you walk in, you're going to see a bunch of games. So is there like a system or anything like that? So, like you're like the organization or anything like that, or like,
it's kind of a little scattered in a way, but like it's set up to be like a record store as well. Like, it's not like, you know, here's this and here's that. Like, there is definitely dedicated like blocks of things. There's, you know, we've got like Dungeon Crawl Classics in one section but then below that is Earth Dawn. And then next to that is, you know, Hyperborea, and then there's Shadow Dark, and then there's like vintage RPGs, and then there's like a whole row of just like whatever is like come in that week that is like could be sci-fi, space horror, or like, you know, kobolds eating babies, you know.
Well, I think, you know, no matter what the setup is, and it I even if it changes, I don't know. I think one thing I also felt when I went in there was that it was still very welcoming, and the folks that were working there were just like willing to like help out. If you have questions, if there's something in particular, I mean, they should feel free to come up to you.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
Like, ask for suggestions, ask for, like, you know, whatever. And that was definitely, again, something I really appreciate.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's like we're all kind of like in this thing together, and like just the enthusiasm is like another big aspect of it. And just being stoked that people were there to like do these different things, you know, like create a space.
Yeah. Like, oh, you like what I like too?
Welcome. Yeah. Okay. Welcome in.
Welcome. Please join us. All right. So what are some of the, like, I don't know, like standout items that you may have? Any, I feel like, so sometimes like I'll look at your like Instagram feed or something like that, and you're like, we've got, or somebody who is behind it.
Yeah.
Is like, we've got this. And like, I have no idea what it is, but it's obviously, there's a lot of enthusiasm behind it, but it's like, what are kind of like the standout pieces? Like, what do you think you may have that you may not find, apart from just like, obviously like indie RPGs and stuff? Like, do you have any like weird, like really like coveted, really hard to find games? Or like, did you say you carry like books as well, and like magazines?
Yeah,
I feel like I saw some like Dragon magazines
for sure.
Or something.
Tons of Dragon magazines. A lot of, I mean, you know, the things that come to mind is EMDT, which is a New Hungarian D20 Society, and we've imported that from Hungary. And
what is that? What does that sound
it's for? It's a setting. EMDT, it translates to New Hungarian D20 Society, but I don't speak Hungarian, so not currently.
Okay.
So I think, as far as like retail facing, like we're the like one of the only shops in the States that has this stuff. I know there's a few other people.
Sorry, in the States?
Yeah, the US. Yeah. But it's a cool setting, and it's been like really awesome to be able to feature that stuff and like have that, like, you know, like kind of show this stuff off.
Yeah.
It's great. They're well-written adventure modules for like a classic D&D vibe,
Jesus,
but with a modern kind of take. Then I think, you know, other things that come to mind is like Weird Heroes of Public Access.
Oh yeah,
which is so cool. It is just, you know, if you love UHF and X-Files and National Enquirer, you know, like it is like campy but exciting, and like storytelling. You know, there's like, and all these different genres of like role playing games are like, you have these like numbers heavy, like real crunchy, like, you know, mechanical systems. And then you have like these narrative systems, which are like just like you and your friends creating stories around the table. And they're all different varieties of that. But like, I think Weird Heroes of Public Access definitely like hits like the, you get into your character and like who your character is. And then there's just like, why is Bat Boy like smoking cigs with like Sasquatch out behind the baseball diamond, and like, why is my mom driving away to the, you know, the movie theater with him, you know, like,
what?
You know, just like,
did you just make that up on the spot?
I definitely did. Yeah.
That's good. Okay. So what I've seen of that is so I've just only like read about like the premise, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
So bizarro and amazing. And like,
it is
mildly
like,
in time for Halloween or something.
Absolutely,
like that,
yeah,
you know?
For sure. Yeah.
I haven't played it yet, but
it's
that's
so fun.
I would definitely
like, I've ran it a few times. I would recommend like making your players act out a bit from their TV show. It always gets people like super like into their role, like at the table.
Nice.
Very fun.
Nice. Okay, well, now here another personal request, ask. Do you have First Quest the music?
Oh, I wish I did. Oh, I know. Yeah, it is good stuff. That is very good stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a digital version of it.
Great. Yeah.
and I think we should play it.
Absolutely. I agree.
Let's kick it off.
For sure.
So we're going to play a little bit from my very favorite album, not just of gaming music, or just probably just one of my favorite albums of all time, and that is First Quest the Music.
Let's go.
The quest begins.
It is so good.
My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. In studio with me, I'm
Chuck from Dark Future. Hello.
Let's play some music.
Let's go.
It was a time of reaving in the Hollowlands. The old gods were now ruling, taking pleasure in bringing chaos and ruin to these once beautiful places. They could only be banished by the Crystal Chalice, one of the lost weapons of the Lords of Light. A brave band of heroes rode out to search for the fabled relic.
Was Phil Thornton's composition of The Quest Begins, and a little intro there by the magical, mystical Valentine Dial, famous for their BBC dramatization, BBC radio drama parts, as like no doubt you can tell from their beautiful voice.
Yeah.
All right.
Radio voice.
speaking of beautiful radio voices, let me ask some more questions.
All right.
Okay. So one of the other cool aspects of Dark Future is that you actually like run games and like in shop events and things like that.
Absolutely.
And like, okay, do you want to tell us about a little bit about like what sort of events you have? And then let's talk about like how like running the games. Let's talk about that.
Right.
Because I have a couple of questions about that.
Okay. Yeah. Luckily it's like a mixed use venue. So, you know, being inside of Blackwater, it's like kind of provided like a lot of opportunity to like host like a multitude of different events. You know, obviously there's like punk and hardcore and metal shows, but there's also like really creative drag shows and there's dance parties and there's constantly DJs. And then kind of like Dark Future has been like kind of filling in like the open spots on the calendar with like game nights. We're trying to have like a Sunday open game day kind of drop in thing. We did the Dungeon Crawl Classics Day, which was like an all day event with like, you know, DCC modules. And then we did,
can you tell us what DCC means?
DCC is Dungeon Crawl Classics. Okay. It's a retro clone of classic AD&D or Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. Then we had the PDX OSR Con.
Oh yeah. I saw flyers for that. Yeah. How'd that go?
It was great. It was awesome. It is beautiful madness. It was like, you know, like I think we had like close to 12 tables.
Oh my God.
And, you know, upstairs, downstairs, by the pinball tables. And it was just people running like a multitude of different games of different genres. And then we just did the drop-in dungeons event with our friend Steven. And that was like kind of just like a loose format. Like, there's going to be these games running and show up if you want to. And we had, you know, random people who were just kind of like, what are you doing over there? Like, that looks fun. We're like, sit down and roll up a character.
Why don't you find out?
Yeah, why don't you find out?
Really?
Eaten by brain slugs or, you know.
Sound good to you?
Yeah, slay a giant leech, you know? Like,
dude, well, what the heck? That's so nice of you.
Yeah, absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Like, so people would just, like, come in and you'd just be like, like, make space for them?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, what if you're, like, mid-game or something? Are you, like, just
come
hang
on
tight?
In.
Really?
Yeah,
you're just, like, we'll just work you in.
It's like, now you're a halfling thief and, you are in a waist deep in sewage and you have a bag of gold over your shoulder.
Do you have like pre-made character options for those folks?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's great. Okay.
It's a awesome mix, but you know, it depends on the system because some systems it's easier to make a character and some it's a little more laborious, but
so on those days when it's kind of open, are you running like a couple different tables with a couple different styles of games?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You could accommodate that sort of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Okay, that's cool. So like, okay, so you have, there's lots of shows. Is Dark Future Dungeon like also, is it also owned by Blackwater?
Nah, we are stewards of the Dark Future Dungeon while we are beholden to the crown of Blackwater, so to speak. They are the lords of the land, and yet I am a humble peasant tilling the fields of books and tomes.
And doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Not some common peasant. You have some skills there.
Maybe a scribe.
Okay, so that's cool. So what sort of, so you had PDX OS, is this something that's going to be happening like
on
the regular?
You know, it's all we are new, so it's all kind of a work in progress and we're trying to find our footing. But we've also had the opportunity of like demoing games like Cyber Savage, which is like a laser sorcery like miniatures skirmish game. We did Drunk Jousting with my friend Roger, which is like a very like lighthearted and fun like beer and pretzels like jousting game with like drunken knights and horses, you know. And we did Rumpus, which is like a very creative like fairy game of like steal the baby. Yeah. And, like, you know, like prank one another.
Mischievous fairies.
Yeah. Not like, we're not talking like Tinkerbell. We're talking like old time, like old, like, you know, these are not the, when you make a bargain with a fairy, it's not a good thing.
No.
You know?
Okay. So it sounds like you have kind of like very more like structured, specific events, and then you have the open game.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is awesome. So say somebody does want to go to one of the gaming nights where it is like we are playing this game. If you want to join us, like, what happens if, does it require like a certain, like, you must have already played it? Like, do you like mention that? Like, what happens? Like,
well, you know, not necessarily. If there's room at the table, it's typically open. We had a young fellow that came by on Tuesday night, and he's like, "Hey, like, what's going on?" We're like, "You want to play this weird game with us and sit down at the table and create a character?" And you know, they didn't have much gaming experience, but they were like very, like, you know, imaginative, and they got into it, and we all just kind of sat around and like coached this person on how to like create their in-world character. Yeah, it was great.
Okay. So, I mean, say somebody does have experience.
Right.
What? How do they? First off, how do they find out about this? Do you have to register somewhere?
I think the like one of the best ways is like, you know, get on the Discord.
Oh, okay.
Like Dark Future has a Discord, which there's like a link in the Instagram. As much as I try, we struggle to stay away from these corporate models, but there's like a networking aspect that is kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I can put up all the flyers around town that I want, but there's, you know, like those, like the Discord is a very strong community, and I'm very happy to, like, you know, see all these voices from the community like chiming in all the time.
Yeah, I will say it is like a very active Discord, and
you
have a lot of people, and there's like a lot of information sharing, a lot of resource sharing.
Absolutely.
It's just like, it's in general, it's just like an awesome resource for like OSR gaming in general.
Sure.
I don't know who else works at Dark Future, but I definitely see you, like, you know, there a lot answering questions for people and everything like that. It's a really great resource in general.
Definitely.
I'll put we'll link various Dark Future things in the show page and everything like that. Okay, so get on the Discord if you want to see what's going on, and there's like an events page
Or, like, and we do have some like awesome events like planned like the next couple months that I'm just like over the moon about. Like, we have Graham Berry and his like amazing graphic novel, which
is the big one. This is like a really exciting one. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called Black Orb. It is over the top. It is just in your face, like sword and sorcery. It's like, you know, like everything you'd want, like when you're like reading like a comic book about like wizards and cults and like and mania and barbarians.
Okay.
And we're, you know, fortunate enough to be able to have like a mixed use space so we can have like a Dungeon Synth show.
Yeah.
As well as like a book release, book signing, meet and greet art show. Yeah.
Dude, we're so lucky. I just feel really lucky that we have like these sort of venues and shops and right here in Portland.
Totally, yeah. It's like unlike any other place in the country.
Yeah.
Truly.
And I think you mentioned that there's going to be some Dungeon Synth artists that are going to be at the book release. So once again, it's called Black Orb.
Yeah, Black Orb. Yeah, it's amazing. It is crazy. It's over the top, like in your face, sword and sorcery, like graphic novel and like game referencing, like, So the Traveler's Rest, like, will be performing, Imp will be performing, Moonlit Corridors, and Fen Walker, and Tony from Musique Plastique will be DJing.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a whole thing.
And we've had, of course, we've had Fenwalker here in the studio, and they were here, actually. They were talking about their other project, Frostclad.
Ah, Frostclad, yeah.
And they, check that out. That's probably, it was like a few, I think maybe that was a June. They were talking about Dungeon Siege West. Oh, which you were actually at. You were running games at Dungeon Siege West.
Running games at Dungeon Siege West,
How was that experience?
It was awesome. You know, like, you know, for a first-time fest, you know, there's other dungeon sieges happening around other strongholds.
This is our Western Westlands here.
I was, you know, they had like medieval combat.
Oh my god,
dudes in armor and like just getting concussed and
just
like
straight up, yeah, like down, going down and staying down for. Yeah, I did see like a medic or whoever
absolutely
was assisting pulled out at least once. So yeah,
yeah, brutal. And then like, you know, there's so many cool like people just. I don't like want to say outfits or anything, but just people just like had these amazing like. I hate even saying costumes because it was like we had these like dryads,
yeah,
who were like, and druids, and
they were just really like taking on the, yeah, I know, I don't want to say like I don't know, they were just really like fully like another being or something like that. And I think because of the setting as well,
absolutely
just kind of like elevated everything.
Yeah, so I, you know, I think with like on that tip, it's like kind of like why we play role-playing games is to like immerse yourself into like a fantasy world and to be that thing that you daydream about. And it's like part of like a, you know, oral traditional storytelling culture where we create these legends, you know, between ourselves and, you know, for better or for worse. And yeah, I mean, running games at Dungeon Siege while like, you know, we're sitting around this table and like
I saw you like dimly lit off in the distance across the field.
Yeah,
and I was just like, whoa, this is, I mean, at that point everything was kind of like surreal for me. It's so,
right,
I think I just talked to Frostguard and I was just like, what is life?
Yeah, my friend Vinny was running games.
Oh, nice.
And we were just like, there's like a point in the evening that like it was like between like gaming groups, we're like, this is so cool. We're just like out here in the woods and there's like sick dungeon synth playing in like this beautiful meadow and we're just playing like
a bonfire off in the distance. Yeah. And
there's
like
a dude in armor walking by.
Just,
you know,
along. Like, it does feel, yeah, like all of a sudden you're like in this like medieval village or something like
definitely.
That. Or like, yeah, fantastical realm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
it's like, yeah, you know, like when you do these things to like cast off the shackles of like everyday society and to be able to just like be who you are. Like if I want to be a goblin who's like cleaning the table with like, you know, a feather duster, or I want to be like a rogue who's like stealing people's dice off the table where they're not paying attention. I was like, it was all happening, you know?
It's a place to explore all aspects of who you are, your personality, maybe ones you didn't even know.
Yeah.
We're there.
Who knows?
You know what? Let's take a music break.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to play something that, I know when I listen to or when I like play games, I usually go the atmospheric route.
Absolutely.
Or I go like the like soundtrack route.
Right. Yeah.
So let's play a little something. Oh, and I forgot to mention the very first track we were playing was The Slaying of the Serpent by Portland's own Raventhorn.
So
thank
sick.
You,
Raventhorn.
Also at Dungeon Siege West.
Yeah.
And Forgotten Lore, I think they were supposed to be there. I don't know if they actually.
The Forgotten Lore played. Yeah.
They did play.
Yeah.
I had to leave early on Sunday morning. So.
Yeah, Forgotten Lore played. They were fantastic, like old school traditional like dungeon synth, you know, like talking from like the black metal side of the family tree, not like the Kirkwood stuff, but it was like, you know, Morbid Tales.
Let's listen to song.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Renee. I'm here with Chuck from Dark Future.
Hello.
Let's listen to some music once again.
Let's go. Thank you.
once again, that was Forgotten Lore with Nightfall and then Resurrection. So we are back here. I am talking with Chuck from Dark Future Dungeon. And we were discussing various events and things that are happening at Dark Future, which is, I think we said it once already, but it is located at on Sandy.
Yeah, 5115 Northeast Sandy, inside Sandy. The Blackwater Castle, as we call it.
The Blackwater. And it is. I mean, it has like a Bavarian sort of village castle-y look to it.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's such a good space. Okay, so tell us what's coming up. Tell us about all the stuff that's coming, so much.
September 14th, we've got a release for a reprint of a game that Dark Future, did a second pressing, or another edition of, it's called Outworlder. For fans of Crawl, you'll know exactly what is going on here. With it was in collaboration with a good friend of mine, Hank Richardson, from the 3D Roleplay Con. I love his work, and I was like, let's put this out again, and we put it out. It's awesome. Very imaginative take on like being immersed in the world of Crawl. Then September 20th, the Black Orb graphic novel release of Granberry with, Fenwalker, Imp, Moonlit Corridors, and Traveler's Rest. And then there will definitely be more stuff coming up in October, yet to be announced. But then in November, very happy to host Dylan from Bloodsport Gambler. His game, he made a soundtrack, which is on HDK.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It's very cool.
HDK is the Time After Catastrophe.
Yeah.
We may play something from them from one of their releases later. But yeah, I think they're a label based out of Milan.
Yeah, Italy.
Their like art packages, their graphic design, their presentation of whatever it is they put out is totally just like mind blowing.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, like they have so many great artists. I mean, they did Hanks from Outworlder. He had another game called Deathblow. He released a soundtrack, and just exemplifying like the diversity in sounds. Like his soundtrack is very like John Carpenter, Assault on Precinct 13 meets The Warriors. Whereas like Dylan from Bloodsport Gamblers, like music is just like this hallucinatory, like drug den and a weird fighting pit, like sideshow of just like weird distorted sounds. And like, that's coming up. Happy to host artists and games.
And it sounds like not only that, so you are reaching out to people, you're saying, hey, let's get this out there once again. Like, is this something, I mean, first off, that's awesome that you're also kind of like a publisher or like.
Yeah, there's some titles coming up. I've been lucky enough to like work with some folks from Menagerie Press. That's all like kind of coming up. And not to like disclose too further, like too much, but there's some titles working with Night Owl Publishing for like a joint venture of a ruined fantasy version of Portland called the Ruins of the Rose City, which will be coming out.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
cool.
Worked with our friend John on his game Smackdown. Kind of did another print run for him.
Jeez. Okay.
There's some like more vampiric games in the pipeline. There's a lot of stuff like that's happening, and we're just trying to just run with
you're
it.
You're trying to like yeah. You're like, God, this must be like all consuming. You must be super super busy. Like,
yes,
you're doing so much.
Very
like,
busy.
God, it's
yeah.
so awesome. Again, we're so lucky that you're putting in this work. Thanks for doing that.
I mean, it's really about the community.
Yeah.
And like just providing a space for the community to showcase that there's so much talent in Portland, and the ability for like small businesses to actually like have a foothold here. It was like, it's unlike any other place. And it's really like, yeah, like the shop might be facilitating these things, but it's really about the creators.
And you said there's been tell that if you are a creator, of an RPG, and you are building your own game, or doing your own music. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can, people can reach out to you.
Yeah, like, reach out to us. You know, and you know, if it fits the vibe and it fits the feeling that we are kind of trying to put out there into the universe, you know, we're so fortunate to have so many amazing local creators from, like, you know, people doing third-party stuff for, like, Mothership, like Death Doula, and you know, all the Shadow Dark adjacent things, and then just people creating their own stuff. Like, the other day there was just, like, a touring band that came in, and he's like, I have this dungeon crawl that's based at a gas station in a rural town in Washington. I'm like, sick, that looks awesome, give me 10 copies.
Were they like bringing a zine or something like that? And they're
Yeah, okay, that's absolutely.
That's
yeah.
great. That's an, again, once again, amazing. Like, I feel like not often found resource shop, something that's just makes Portland so unique.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, like, another one, you know, that comes to mind is like Liminal Horror by Goblin Archives,
okay.
Local fellow, and wrote like, continues to write amazing stuff, just won an award for like, you know, like best indie game module.
Whoa.
And, like, you know, one of the adventures is, like, at the Lloyd Center Mall, like, in the 90s. So, like, any...
Terrifying.
Oh, truly. just without all the other elements, it is just... Yeah.
On its own. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, just... Okay. So, if people do have ideas for games, they can just come into the shop? Or...
Come by, visit, you know, get a hold of us on the normal social media platforms. But, yeah. Come on by, like, let's see what you've got. And, like, you know, we've also helped people play test their games.
Oh, really?
To see, you know, if it's something that works. And yeah,
is that, I mean, wow, okay.
Yeah, I all mean, right, come in and get a group of people, so, you know, it's like it, writing anything, like, you need to, like, be able to show it, like, to other people and see, get feedback. And, you know, RPGs, you need to, like, actually test this thing to see if it works out, you know.
Yeah, and just, like, adjust as needed. Yeah, for sure. Just do dry runs and yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm really kind of, like, in awe of, like, all the stuff that's going on. How are you able to do all of these things? Like, this has got to be, like, what are the challenges, you would say, that come with doing such a unique and, like, really, it sounds like you're really just throwing all of yourself. You have other folks that are working with you. I imagine they're probably just as into this as you are. Like,
yeah.
What is this, like, just totally, like, all, like, smiles and rainbows? Everything's working great? Or, like, how do you do this?
You know, it's like anything. It's like being in a band, you know? You just have to, like, believe in it.
Yeah.
And you really just need to, like, go for it and, like, try to, like, make your vision, like... You know, you are giving breath to an entity, whether it's like playing music or creating a small business or running an RPG or doing a Dungeon Synth radio show. You're like giving your life force to this thing that becomes its own entity. And, you know, I saw the guys from like Glaive Magazine and Arcane Sword. They're like, you know, this is like, you're all in.
Yeah.
If you want this, you have to be all in. And,
oh, God. Yeah. I mean... To make it truly unique, you can't just like half-ass something like that. I imagine you can't. You haven't. I haven't seen somebody even try to do the sort of thing that you're doing. So, but yeah.
And again, it's about the community.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, yeah. Like the shop is a vessel, and there's like the books and the tomes and all that. But it's really the community and like the sharing of stories and like the introducing people. I love like. Seeing people who've never met one another that can just talk for like an hour and a half about like a game that I ran in 1986 and then like some
I've
young
seen that
folks.
On the Discord many a time. Yeah,
totally.
For sure. Yeah.
And then like young folks coming in be like, oh wow, that's cool. Like I love this. And like, hey, you should check this out. And like
get the youth involved.
Yeah,
get
exactly.
Them in here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like we should do another music.
Right? I think we definitely should.
And actually, since we just talked about HTK, I'm going to play a little something from Silencio Permanente.
Oh, yes.
Who, actually, now that I'm thinking about this, too, you are, like, the facilitator. God, dude, you're everywhere. Okay. You're, like, the facilitator of Dungeon Synth shows, not just at Blackwater,
yeah,
but where
elsewhere.
Is that show? Shanghai,
yeah, Shanghai Tunnel.
Okay,
yeah, that was a great show.
Soon.
Silencio that, Permanente.
Oh my god, that show.
Flickers
ruled.
And the Fan, Orcus. It was
yeah.
just.
That
amazing.
Was international acts.
Yeah.
Was, yeah. So Silencio Permanente is from Argentina.
Yeah.
And that truly was like, it was like a very beautiful show.
Mind blowing.
It was awesome. And you put that together. How did you do that?
You know.
It was like Texas Dungeon Scene.
Yeah.
Also
Brandon
doing
from
it.
Fenwalker hit me up and
oh, okay.
he's like, hey,
okay.
I got this and I have connections with venues. And I was like, let's go, buddy.
Let's
like,
go.
Let's just do this.
And they did it, and man,
yeah.
what a show it was. Okay, so I'm going to play something from Silencio Permanente. And
beautiful.
They actually, so HTK did a release called, in conjunction with Silencio, and it was called The Short and Foolish Quest of Silivar and Harood, which is basically like a kind of like choose your own adventure book.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's
amazing.
Reading. Yeah,
it's
really good. And so basically, I think you know, you would read that book and then you would put on the Silencio Permanente album to listen as you were doing that. And
yeah.
I love that. And so I'm just gonna play a quick track from that because I love Silencio Permanente.
They're so good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
And because like what a world, I don't know, but like let's just I don't know
yeah.
that we can even do that and just be like immersed like that
totally,
and that there are just like people that are out there doing this, creating these books and then creating the soundtracks that go along with it. So this is going to be The Changing Path.
Ooh.
By Silencio Permanente.
Let's go
was The Changing Path from Silencio Permanente. And we are back here. I have Chuck from Dark Future.
Hello.
And we are
hails.
Hails to thee. And we are just we're talking Dark Future and
yeah.
what they have to offer and what they're about and
for sure.
I think, you know, the name of the game is games. So,
it's all about the games.
It's all about the games. So
yeah.
So let's talk about Let's give some recommendations, using your expertise. Okay, I'm gonna name some types.
Okay.
So people coming in, they you know they're looking for something specific.
Right.
Okay. Say if they are looking for, they're totally new to like TTRP tabletop role playing games. They're totally new to it. What would be like a good kind of easy rules light set that they could just kind of pick up and just start going and like,
right.
figure out.
I mean, there's a couple come to mind, you know, like there's Shadow Dark, which is, I consider it like the reverse gateway drug of D&D 5e because
okay.
it is like for everybody that can, you know, we have these cultural tropes. We know what D&D is. Like,
right.
When you say like, if you're like, I'm going to go play RPGs, people are like, what are you talking about? But he's like, I'm going to go my D&D night.
Right.
Everybody knows you're going to go throw dice around a table and talk about dragons and dungeons.
Yeah.
So Shadow Dark is like one that is like, it's great. You know, it's easy to pick up. It's easy to, you know, read. But then there's other things like Skate Wizards, which is like a cool zine format that is like, super simplified, but it is like the narrative focus and like the art and the imagination aspect is like, you know, it's immersive in its own way and like two different styles of gameplay. You know, we have like stoner skate wizards or like, you know, druids and halflings and warriors like going into the dark dungeons in a forest, you know.
And I will say that is definitely a good one, not just for like if you're just kind of like just want to kind of like pick up and go. It's also good for like if you have like younger kids, maybe say like 12 and under, that into that. I let my son DJ Knight just run a game basically.
Yeah,
he's got a soundtrack and it's just basically like a zine that you can just pick up. We just like went to the park and just
absolutely
gave you everything. I had like
there's dice and a tape and there's an adventure in there and you know, you get to like roll a dice to see what your magical skate tricks are and it's so cool.
It was really good.
So
what would you say is like, if you're like hardcore gamer, like if you're truly advanced, and I know there's all sorts of games for all like different genres and everything like that, is there one that kind of comes to mind if you're like a hardcore, like you want complex?
I think definitely like Hyperborea for like the new stuff, which is like, you know, people consider it like the kind of like it's the best iteration of that classic dungeon game that we're all familiar with. And, you know, there's intriguing cults and classes and like patrons and gods and deities. And it's like also science fantasy. So it's like, yeah, you have a barbarian with like a loincloth and a broadsword, but there's like a dude with a ray gun, you know, like
mixing genres there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say is like, what about best like fantasy game?
I mean, I'm biased because think Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay First Edition is like, I think it's the ultimate like RPG. Like, I love the setting, I love the intrigue, the critical hits table. Like, the fellow that penned it, like when they saw the First Edition, he was a trauma care surgeon and like a ambulance driver. He's like, it is not gnarly enough. Like, you're gonna decapitate somebody and their head is gonna fly off D6 directions and maybe knock your friend out kind of vibe.
okay
yeah.
And then let's do would that fall under grittiest, gnarliest?
I think that's like up there in the grittiest and gnarliest. But of course Morkborg is also just known for grit and gnarliness.
I've never played Morkborg, but what I mean I've just seen like the art package, which is
it's
incredible.
It's so metal
and it's just, doesn't it also have like a bunch of like worlds that like it has like so many like offshoots as well?
Yeah, there's Cyborg, which is like a brutal dystopian cyberpunk, and then there's Pirateborg, which I actually ran.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's so fun and just like rum drinking like undead like so infused good. Like dark Caribbean atmosphere. Like, yeah, it's you know, as far as like the iterations of like Morkborg, it is like so much more like, it's hilarious.
I think like dark pirate Caribbean needs to be like a dungeon scene.
Let's
genre.
Go.
If it's not already.
If it isn't already.
It should be. Yeah.
When are we jamming?
I know. I know. Okay. And then what about like just you personally? What are you into?
You know, I think, you know, Cairn is great. They just came out with a second edition and it's cool. The box, you know, like I think game designers are like really intelligent these days. Like back in the day, you had these stacks and stacks of books, which is sick, but now it's like you come in, you get a box, and it's got a player's guide, it has a judge's guide, character sheets. You just throw it on the table, and you're ready to go.
You get up and go. Efficiency,
yeah.
I like it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not worry about gathering all that stuff. Let's play this game.
You throw it in a backpack or a tote bag,
okay,
and you're ready to go.
All right.
Yeah, and it's super fast paced and fun, and it's a creative approach of, you know, classic. Classic tropes.
Okay, and finally, what kind of music do you like to listen to in your game?
Oh man, like we were saying, like sometimes it's like a little more atmospheric, sometimes it's like a little more in your face, like sometimes it's Warlock Corps and Castle Siege, and sometimes it's Atlantean Sword or Kirkwood, and you know, sometimes it's Questmaster or you know, sometimes it's Bubble Blade. It's like
shout out Bubble Blade. Yeah. Nice.
Sometimes it's Traveler's Rest, you know, given the scene. Sometimes it's like a heroic moment, and then like you put on that Fenwalker track and everybody's like,
either way, I mean, you have so many options, especially within the Dungeon Self realm and beyond, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, we're almost at time. Is there anything else you want to
add? Thank you so much for
giving the space here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Roll dice with your friends and just realize that this is like a collaborative storytelling thing that you're doing with your friends and family and community, and like be the hero or the anti-hero that you want to be and cast off the shackles of this like repressive society and just get in there.
Well said. Yeah. Thank you so much. And I think, yeah, that's truly like what it's about. And I'm just so glad you're here. And thanks for,
making
Portland such a unique and one of the main reasons why this is an awesome place to live.
I mean, people like you also contributing to that. It's about the community, really.
It is. All right. I'm going to bid you all farewell with last track. It's the ultimate high adventuring soundtrack, I'd say. It's Conan. And you know it. You love it. And we're going to bid you all farewell. Thanks, everybody. All right. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's historic Mission Theater, presenting English multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter Patrick Wolfe, Wednesday, September 24th. Doors at 7, show at 8 o'clock. Tickets and more information available at missiontheaterpdx.com. X-Ray FM is proud to support our friends at Dreamgaze PDX, a 3-day festival of shoegaze, dream pop, and post-punk music with regional and national touring acts including The Asteroid No. 4, Brief Candles, Dark Soft, Cool Heat, and many more. Thursday, September 25th through Saturday, the 27th. Tickets, lineup, and more information at dreamgazepdx.com.